When we talk about diversity in New Orleans restaurants, it usually means minority representation, or to put it plainly, black-owned restaurants. Recently, though, I found a refreshing dose of diversity even within the ranks of black restaurants in New Orleans. Diversity in different flavors and different ways to get started in the business. While the Essence Festival was going on last week, a separate event was rolling called Black Restaurant Week, featuring a small circuit of newer, sometimes lesser-known black-owned restaurants around town. I knew most of them, but not all, and I wanted to fix that. To be clear, I think the city needs more black restaurants, especially from younger generations. We need more of their perspectives and voices in the New Orleans dining scene. So my outings brought me to the Café Porché and Snow Bar, a cute-as-pie eatery in Central City that serves breakfast and lunch, and then opens its own cottage-shaped snowball stand in the afternoons. Next up, I found Boku Eats in the back of a supermarket in the Hoffman Triangle neighborhood, operating like a permanent pop-up in the deli. The Boku Eats crawfish bread resembles a French bread pizza built on a po'boy loaf. The pasta jambalaya had char flavor from the grill and fresh bursts of grape tomatoes. There was even scratch-made mango lemonade. It was all much more than the setting promised. Then there's Praline's, which shares a roof with the Stop Jockin' Snowball stand in Gentilly. Praline cakes are a specialty, but it was the crab-fried rice topped with a grilled lobster tail that got my attention. Praline's is tiny, barely more than a walk-up takeout joint. But when you walk in expecting fried shrimp and walk out with grilled lobster, that's a big first impression. Visiting each of these places scratched an itch for different, original food. But when I thought about what's possible from a more diverse New Orleans dining scene, it also felt like just scratching the surface. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.